Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast on the Columbia River Bar this morning, we have seas 4 to 6 feet, lowering to 3 to 5 by this evening. And they'll temporarily build, though, during those maximum ebb current periods to about 7 feet. And what does all that mean? Well, when the outgoing tide, the ebbing tide, as we call it, rushes down the river, just billions of gallons of water racing past any point on the river that you're standing, if you are, anywhere on the river, really. But down here on the lower Columbia, especially on the mouth of the river, at the very mouth, on the bar, where they have a special forecast for this, about halfway through the tidal cycle, the velocity of the water reaches its maximum, and they call that the max ebb. And between the natural outgoing tidal forces, the natural outgoing river, where the river is tending to naturally flow downstream, and the tidal forces, the current can reach 7 knots or more in some places. This is too much for smaller boats. And at the ocean, right where the ocean meets the river, and those two forces slam into one another, you have the ocean sort of pushing against the river and the river slamming into the ocean with this heavy ebb current, it can create some very difficult and higher than normal seas and sneaker waves and all kinds of eddies and weird stuff out there. So during the ebb current, so that's why the bar has its own marine weather forecast to talk about the ebb. So that ebb is going to cause the waves to go up to 7 feet around 7:30 this morning and also around 7:30 this evening. This happens every 12 hours. And so this is something to be really careful of. And these are sometimes conditions that cause the bar to just flat out be closed to vessel traffic. But today, they're just letting you know what the conditions are going to be. And 7:30 this morning and 7:30 this evening are probably not your best, most favorite times to be on the Columbia River bar. Southeast winds today, 10 to 15 knots overall, gusting to 20. A few gusts to 25 knots will be possible around midday. Wind waves from the southeast about 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart, but we have northwest swells 5 feet high at 9 seconds apart. So those forces, southeast and northwest, are kind of right opposite each other. That means we could have some confused seas out there. And to make it more complicated, there'll be a secondary swell from the northwest of 3 feet at 8 seconds. Chance of snow late and rain. And I do want to remind you that on land and on sea, we have a winter weather advisory in effect until 2 a.m. on Wednesday for snow on the North Oregon coast. So please be careful out there, whether you are on a boat or on the land, on a road. It might be a good day to stay home if you can. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have no inbound traffic today so far. Through midnight, looks like there just aren't any arriving ships. Probably they, too, are staying home if they can in this weather. We have in the Astoria Anchorage, the Alter Esterhazy is headed for Portland to pick up potash around 11 o'clock this evening. That will put her in Portland probably around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Coventry is headed for Longview to pick up wheat. She's heading out at about 1 a.m. That would put her in Longview, maybe 4 in the morning, 4:30, so she ought to still be there. The Clipper Vision is awaiting orders along with the Omicron Trader in the Astoria Anchorage. We have in the Rice Island Anchorage, a little upriver from Astoria, 3 ships awaiting orders. They are the Ultra Cougar, the Resurgence, the Mount Blanc Hawk. And in our outbounders, the Econ Jebba is leaving Portland around 11 o'clock. That would put her past Astoria around 5:30. The West Bay is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around noon. That would put her past Astoria around 5. The Catalina is heading out of Vancouver with wheat on board around noon. That would put her past Astoria around 6. The Nemea heading out of Portland with potash on board around 10 p.m. That would put her past Astoria outbound maybe around 4 a.m. tomorrow. And the Union Mariner is carrying wheat heading out of Portland around midnight, maybe 6 a.m. tomorrow. You might see her heading out across the bar. Well, recently I've been talking with Port of Astoria Executive Director Jim Knight. We did an overall interview about what is a port. That was our general topic. But one of the things I was very interested in is the need for dredging at the port and how that affects what they do and how they get that done. So we're going to talk today and tomorrow about dredging. Let's hear from Astoria, Port of Astoria Executive Director Jim Knight.
Yeah, dredging truly has become one of our biggest challenges that we have. Many ports, the port I came from as an example, the port of Olympia, we worried about accumulation of 1 to 3 inches per year as worrisome. When you have an authorized depth of where your ships can call at their berthing spaces, the depths are determined by the Corps of Engineer and the Coast Guard, kind of a combination of the two. And it's the port's responsibility to maintain those water depths along the piers. So our problem that we have in Astoria is not the accumulation of 1 or 2 inches of sediment. We're worried about the accumulation of 7 to 10 feet annually of sediment that, because of the location at the mouth of the river, because of Young's Bay and tide and storms and sediment washing down the river, all of those things are contributing factors to the significant amount of sediment that accumulate next to our docks. That's not the only place. The shipping channel is constantly being dredged by the Corps of Engineers. The shipping channel is the pathway that all the ships that traverse the Columbia River are obligated to stay within that channel distance. I think there's like 90 miles worth of channel that need to be dredged on an annual basis for somewhat the same reasons that we do at our port docks. Is you've got to keep the water deep enough so that it's a safe passage for the vessels. Our problem is the tremendous cost and the limited amount of time that we have to dredge. The shipping community, ports themselves, really do partner with states' environmental quality departments to maintain clean waterways.
And that was Port of Astoria Director, Executive Director Jim Knight, talking about the importance of dredging. Dredging on the river is a huge deal anyway because there's so much downriver current dragging silt that it can drag even wrecks that are on the bottom, can drag them from one place to another so that navigational charts become inaccurate after a number of years because things just get moved around. So this is, you know, maintenance dredging goes on out in the channel to keep the ship channel deep enough for ships. If they stop doing that and let that go for a year or two, things would fill in and the channel would not be deep enough for these really deep draft vessels to come in and do their work of coming into the river to bring us all of the goods that they bring. So it's a huge, important thing in trade to make sure that those ship channels are dredged and that the river is open to commercial traffic. So interesting. We're going to talk more about you can't just go out and dredge any old time. There are dredging windows that it's safe to dredge, and we'll talk about that and why that is the case tomorrow on The Ship Report. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.